Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power, until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. A person struggles with a dangerous sin. He has given in before. It's such a struggle that some days he is ready to give in for good. But he hangs on, remembering the battle Jesus fought to set him free. He continues to fight, relying on God's power that raised Jesus to life. And where there is life, there is hope. This new life is ours through the good news of the crucified and risen Jesus. Through this message, the Holy Spirit connects us to the accomplished work of our Savior. Jesus' death becomes our death. Jesus' life becomes our life, a living hope. Living hope is not skeptical. It does not get discouraged when life circumstances change. Living hope holds on to God's indestructible inheritance. If you die or the world ends, it's still yours. It can't be spoiled by sin or sinful people. It won't lose value over time. God is keeping it safe for you in heaven. By faith in Jesus, that inheritance is your salvation, eternal freedom from sin, death, and the devil's power. So rejoice. Jesus lives. And where there is life, there is hope. Dearest Jesus, I praise you for the life, hope, and inheritance I have in you. And so, I consider it a joy if I must suffer for your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.